Onondaga County's second-largest school district is dealing with yet another budget shortfall, and as WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, that will likely result in more staff layoffs.
North Syracuse has eliminated a fifth of its educational staff in the past 6 years, but with a $6 million drop in state aid and declining student enrollment, the district says it still can't keep its books in the black. As a result, it needs to shave $2 million from next year's budget. That means 30 more positions will likely be eliminated. Last year, residents voted down a 5% increase in property taxes, a move the district says would have saved this year's cuts. But while North Syracuse is the largest suburban district in the county, it's far from the wealthiest. John Carilla, president of the North Syracuse Education Association, says the state needs to fully fund public education.
The revenue stream for North Syracuse has been really brought down to a very small drip out of the revenue faucet, but our costs have not gone down.
Carilla says North Syracuse spends less per pupil than other districts, but it comes at a cost to the students. The school board will vote on whether to adopt the budget on April 7th. There will then be a public budget hearing. It will go to the ballot on May 20th. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.